The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Israel has said that it has killed Iran's Navy chief overseeing the Strait of Hormuz blockade. And joining us to discuss the current situation in the Middle East is Sean Bell, former fighter pilot and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, Ciara.
An awful lot of rhetoric coming from the US in particular, railing against the US, the NATO allies for not joining in and supporting them, suggesting Iran should be begging for a deal here and need to get one as soon as possible. What's your take on where we are now?
Well, Ciara, like you, I've been listening to the latest round of Trump rants and they're looking increasingly weird and erratic. And I think what's happening is that whilst the US military strategy is to be pound away at the Iran conventional military capability, and it's winning that battle, but Iran's fighting a very different war. It's fighting a war of national survival. It's using drones to combat American quality with drone quantity. And what we're seeing is it just needs to emerge at the end of this war in one piece, having some leverage, and then getting some dominance in negotiation. And the Straits of Hormuz, it still controls. The US has no answer to it. And at the moment, it's increasingly apparent that despite Trump's efforts to demonstrate that it's obliterated Iran's military capability, Iran's not being defeated at this stage, and it's certainly not interested in surrendering.
Yeah, Donald Trump yesterday announced that the US had achieved a resounding military triumph in Iran, and it's very hard to know what the metrics of that might be. Israel saying that they've killed the Iranian chief who was overseeing the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, Alireza Tangsiri. How significant is that? Does that make a difference, or is there just somebody there to step up and take his place?
Unfortunately, as we've seen with all of the Iranian leadership, the model is like a hydra. They have war game this for 35 years. They know full well the American military might and the Israeli intelligence will have tracked down the senior leaders. So as soon as one's taken down, the hydra, just a new head grows back. Now, Tangsiri was famously in charge of the Iranian Navy and particularly in charge of the Straits of Hormuz operation. So there might be a hope that might ease things. I have to say, from a military perspective, you know, Iran has a stranglehold on the Straits of Hormuz. I don't think it really matters who is running it. It's nothing more than lashing out. I don't think it's going to change anything on the ground.
The Iranian strategy, hold the Strait of Hormuz, damage Western economies, lob things over at the United Arab Emirates, make it unpleasant for anybody who is an ally of the West. It is sort of working, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's no different in the UK. The cost of petrol here is climbing. We keep hearing about our own inflation rate going to be pushed up. The cost of living is climbing, all off the back of this.
You're absolutely right. And I say, when I was in the military, we used to war game, you know, how these sorts of conflicts would play out. And I've played Iran in that war game. And it always ends up the same way. Iran gets pummeled militarily through conventional forces, but it is able to put a stranglehold around the straits. And it gives it one point of influence. It may not be playing fair because it's lobbing projectiles, as you say, at its close Middle East colleagues. But the fact remains, it generates a global energy crisis. And all of a sudden, it makes life very difficult for the West. And as I say, there's no easy military solution to solving the Straits of Hormuz. You can actually run, you know, convoys through the place, but it's not the military action. It's the insurance for these ships going through. It's almost impossible to get that insurance. And what Iran's doing is saying, right, we'll halve the cost of the insurance. Just pay us a fee for going through, $3 or $4 million. Well, that's clearly not sustainable.
No.
So at the moment, there's only a diplomatic answer to this, not a military one.
Sean, Israel has taken Iran's foreign minister off their list of assassination targets. This is after intervention by Pakistan. Pakistan telling Reuters that there'd be no one left to talk to if they keep killing people at this level. Does that give any kind of indication that the regime in Iran is suffering, that it is under pressure, and that there, this is a peculiar way to describe it, but there could be hope for a negotiated settlement sometime soon?
Well, the trouble is, Ciara, I think, you know, even your expression of the question sounds more hope rather than expectation. And I do think that whilst Iran turned around, I mean, President Trump put forward this 15-point plan, and apart from one sop to Iran that it would ease, you know, sanctions, the rest of it looked like a surrender document. Iran's followed up today with its own 5-point plan, which looks, to be honest, there's a gulf between the two positions. America would never sign up to this. And frankly, it looks very likely as if Iran, whilst it's being pummeled militarily, it's actually surviving this war and will probably end up in a very strong negotiating position. Now, ultimately, this war will never end unless it's got negotiations. The whole point of negotiations, it tries to pull egos out of this, because certainly on one side, potentially on both sides, there's massive egos stopping anybody from admitting defeat. But ultimately, it'll be negotiation that will end this. Military has unleashed the gods of war on Iran. That has not defeated Iran. It will have to be negotiation. At the moment, that's what Pakistan's role is, at least to start that conversation.
And maybe finally, Sean, do you see any, again, not expectation perhaps, but hope of that happening in the short term? I suppose, particularly in the wake of what is happening to economies in the West and in terms of the energy crisis, the damage that's being done.
I think all of this is in the hands of the Americans, quite frankly. They didn't consult anybody before going in. If you'd war game this, this is exactly the outcome you get. Unless they back off, unless President Trump declares victory, turns around and walks away and allows diplomacy to start to take effect, I think it's very difficult to see how this is going to end. Iran does not look like a nation that's about to surrender. It looks like it's actually prevailing. It looks like its strategy, despite as the underdog, is prevailing, and therefore there is going to be no solution unless America walks away from this and the West tries to pick up the pieces.
Sean Bell, thank you very much for joining us. That is Sean Bell there, former fighter pilot and military analyst.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.